cousins and kin folks. Oh, go ahead, go ahead.
No, you know, hey, no, it ain't no go ahead. You know how we do it, it's authentic. Here we are, all alone.
Sing it to him,
Me and you. Hey, episode 20 in the building.
It's a big swag number, dog.
Hey, listen. I asked you, did you get a haircut? But it really is that you're slimming up.
Nah, you know.
Hey, nah, but you getting slim, boy.
What you trying to do?
I
told you we about to get them two packs so we can be ready for the summer, man. Stop playing. You already know what I'm on. I already done told you now. Wife got me intermittent fasting. We already talked about it, and it is starting to show up, bro. Jackets are starting to close.
Pants are starting to need belts. I'm telling you, I'm seeing it. But I'm following your lead. I'm just laying in the cuts.
I don't think I don't see it. You know, when Lil Bro start losing that weight, them cheeks start going like this.
Guess what? The wife actually not leaving out the bedroom with me at night because she said I'm not snoring.
You're not snoring, bro.
Yeah. So,
cousins and kin folks, y'all know who this is. This is Swaggo and Perk. We're gonna give you some life advice. We're gonna try to help you maintain out here.
We got to. Hey, Swaggo, look, you didn't talk about. I've been watching you. You know I stay watching you even when I'm not on. We didn't talk about the Browns. We didn't talk about Watson. We didn't talk about all the trades that's going on in football. It's basketball time.
It's
10 games left in the regular season. It's getting down to the meat and potatoes of the whole situation.
Yes, sir.
This my time of year. But before we dive into that, I got to bring up something, okay? Because me and old Draymond Green, we exchanged words on Twitter. You know, somebody comfort me, I'm going to comfort them, okay? He felt some type of weight because during the Olympics, Luka was putting up historical numbers as he always do. And this wasn't skinny Luka, okay? And so I said it was thick Luka. But I said that the international players are taking over the game of basketball, okay? So after, you know, the USA, you know, after they won the gold, he had something to say to me saying, you know where you from and all this, but here's the fact of the matter. I wasn't wrong. Mm-hmm. And I want to hear your intake on it, but I'm going to tell you this, okay? When we look at what's going on around the NBA, all right, last year, who won the championship? The Milwaukee Bucks. Last year, who was the finals MVP?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
So I'm going to give you these three. I'm going to give you these few points real quick.
Okay.
Over the past 3 years, the MVP has went to Giannis. The next year went to Giannis. And then last year went to Jokic. And so with that being said, who are the two front runners right now for the MVP?
Joel Embiid and Jokic.
And Jokic, right? International player. Okay. And then I could go on to say this. If you name your top 10 NBA players right now, guess what? Your top six.
Them four in there.
Your top six, in the top six.
I have Luka.
Maybe seven. And we're talking about Luka, Giannis, Jokic, and Embiid. So when I said that, where's Draymond at right now? Where's Draymond right now? Because I'm going to give you one more other point. Just think about first team All-NBA this season. Luka is probably going to be in there.
Jokic
is going to be in
Giannis.
There. Giannis is going to be in there. Indeed. I don't know if you could put two centers
in. Yeah.
At the end of the day, if you get three out of five first team all NBA players or international players, then what I said is valid.
Perk.
I need to hear from you. You scratching your head, you rubbing your head, that means you agree with me. I know. Oh.
You got me thinking, and how can you disagree? Now, here's what I'll say, because you know, we nuanced on our podcast, and it's got to be thought of as what you're saying, I think, in totality. Because if you any the easy argument back is, well, Perk, it's more American players that are better than international players. Understand that. But what you are saying by saying that the international players are taking over is they are winning the awards and they are becoming champions. And for that, buddy, I cannot argue you in that regard. When we had a conversation, I remember when Jokic and Embiid was about to play. It was probably the most anticipated game of the season.
Hold, let me stop you. Well, it was on our network. It had the most ratings.
So now we're getting into where people are going to watch the game. Obviously, we know LeBron. And obviously, we know KD. Yeah. Right? But when you say taking over the league, Perk, I don't 100% agree with you, because I think about guys like Ja Morant and I think about guys like Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
And I think about these young and up and comers that are from America. But ultimately, bro, right now, to your point, international players are the face of the NBA. We don't have LeBron. Everybody listen, LeBron and KD are different. Okay, they different. Kyrie too, I would put him, because now we're talking about talent and people like recognizable guys. But to Kyrie, your point, no, to your Kyrie, point, homie.
Kyrie is not in that conversation.
Well, he's not, but you know, basketball wise, people gonna talk about Kyrie.
But
to your point, dude, international players right now are the face of the league when it comes to what is being accomplished.
Yes.
Like, yes. They are. So,
yes.
The MVP candidates, international. One of them going to be another international player, whether that's Jokic. And look, Perk, this is one that's going to have people going crazy, because they're going to poke holes in this argument. They're going to poke holes in it. And I'm not far away from what they may think.
Go ahead.
Poking holes in it. But to your point, dude, you can't deny that the last three MVPs have been international players. You can't deny that right now the favorite in the East, who I think is the Bucks, is led by an international player.
Keep going.
So you look at Embiid with the Sixers in the East, international player. You look at Luka, the Mavs, where they are. Jason Kidd doing a phenomenal job, international player. And, dude, I'm going to tell you, we wasn't far removed from Luka being that dude in the bubble with the performances he was putting up. We didn't wait on this podcast, cousins and kin folks. We know some of y'all gonna be pissed off, but the truth is hard to hear when the truth is flowing.
It's right here. It's right here in front of your face. You ready for a little body shot?
The body shot him.
Who's been the defensive player of the year? Are defensive players of the year the last 4 years? Don't worry about it. I'm going to tell you. It's been Rudy Gobert.
From France?
Yes. Giannis. Yep. And then Rudy Gobert over the last 4 years. So even mentioning him dominating in that area, what are we really talking about right now? And you know how I feel about Ja Morant.
Already.
Watching Jason Tatum do his thing right now. But let me explain something to you. We have about 12 more years of Luka.
Yep.
We have about 7 more years of Giannis at this level. We have about 5 more years of Jokic at this level. And we have about 4 or 5 more years at Joel Embiid at this level.
Yeah.
So with that being said, with Steph
Curry, Perk, more coming.
And more is coming.
More coming.
You know what's crazy? Let me explain something else. Boy, don't get me started.
You in it.
Even when we talk about rookies of the year right now, okay? Listen, Scottie Barnes, Mobley,
Cam.
Yep, they up there, right?
Kay Cunningham.
But guess who was right there knocking at the door before he got injured? Josh Giddey.
Yep.
Josh Giddey. See, we're not just – this is See, this is what I'm saying.
But see, hold on. Let me give you a compliment in the midst of this, okay? Because you know you and I talk about this all the time. The fact that you see, nobody else will say that because don't nobody else want that pressure. But the reality is that you and I, we look at basketball and football very objectively. We don't get personal.
Ooh.
Like we look at it from an objectivity standpoint and what's actually happening. Perk, you know, for years, I've been telling people Baker Mayfield average. Baker Mayfield average. I'm just using this as an example. And now the market is telling Baker Mayfield he's average.
Below average.
Below. Some of them are telling him he below because they signing guys that ain't even play before they go. Let me get back to basketball because you know I get that type of tape that you just gave is so it's deemed for hot take for guys that want to do that, for guys mm-hmm. that want to think about every day. Oh, what can I say to get everybody up in the room? No, when you said that, because I know you and because I know you're not saying nothing you don't truly believe, I don't know how you argue that it's not becoming an international game from the standpoint of recognizable. Obviously, the American superstars will always be the most recognizable. Steph, LeBron, KD. But when you get on the basketball court, to your point, last three MVPs from overseas.
Yeah. And then when you say Steph, LeBron, and KD, they're on the back
end. They on the back end. You're right.
Talking about who's coming now.
Yeah. And you know, you and I had a conversation about is it Luka or Jai that's going to be the face of the NBA, and I said Luka.
And people, and guess what? People were pissed off at us because we didn't mention Giannis.
True.
And it was somewhat, you know what? One thing, he should have been mentioned. He should have been mentioned.
You're right.
And here it is. You and I are both having to drive hours away to bring our sons to basketball practice. Because guess what? If they're trying to make it to the next level, and I'm not talking about the collegiate level, I'm talking about to the pros, it's more competition out there now.
That they will never know until they get over here.
Hey, where you think Kuminga is from?
Cole. Let me ask you a quick. Where is Thibault from? For the Sixers. Is he?
Yeah, I think he's Australian.
He's an elite defender.
He's in the defensive
player of the year conversation. I know.
This is what I'm saying, man. So this let me go back to this point. This is the part that pisses me off, and this is why you and I both. Oh, okay. Thibault is from Scottsdale.
Oh, he's from Arizona. Okay.
All right.
My bad. I thought he was from overseas.
But this is what pisses me off. And this is why you and I are changing the game. Not to stroke our egos.
Right.
But to change the game. Because we're not afraid to go toe-to-toe with quote-unquote franchise guys and Hall of Fame guys that are in the media space. Because here's the thing. Everybody was ready to jump on Draymond's side and say, Perk don't know what he's talking about. Nah, y'all just doing that because that's Draymond.
Yeah, it's popular.
It's because it's popular.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be popular.
No.
I'm trying to be powerful.
I'm just trying to tell you what's on my mind.
Yeah, and that's on my
mind. And by the way, Thibault plays for the Australian national team. So I don't know how that worked. But it's something, though. His nationality is not American, I'm assuming, if he's playing for the Australian national team.
My point exactly. Yeah. So here's the thing. Like everything that's coming out of those Hall of Famers' mouths and things to that nature,
yeah,
it ain't the gospel. So just stop thinking because they did this or did that on the court or did this or did that on the field, mean that's what's popping.
Have an open mind. And that's what I had to have when you made that statement. And now the more and more I think about it, if we're going to determine face of franchises, face of the NBA, we do have an international player in the conversation to be the face of the NBA. And it's legitimate. It ain't because anybody wanted to just be that. Luka Doncic could very well become the face of the NBA.
He's marketable.
He's marketable. And Giannis, if he wasn't in Milwaukee, if Giannis did what he did in for the Lakers last year, he would be the face of the NBA.
He's still marketable.
Yeah. So, all right. All right, we got that out of the way. I can't wait to see the reactions to this because this.
I can't wait, and I don't care. You know, we don't give a damn.
CSX Transportation is an industry leader on the move. The railroad company has immediate openings for freight train conductors. Join the CSX team and start your paid on-job training today, earning nearly $25 per hour with no degree required. If you're safety focused with a passion for great service, you've got what it takes to move your career forward at CSX. Apply at csx.com/careers. That's csx.com/careers. CSX is an equal opportunity employer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, I got to ask you something, because we've been talking about the MVP conversation. We've been bringing up Jokic. We brought up Embiid. We're bringing up Ja. We bring up Luka. We bring up DeMar DeRozan. Okay. The Phoenix Suns has the best record in the NBA. Let me pull it up.
Without Chris Paul.
Without Chris Paul. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been out. I heard he might learn today. So here's the thing. The Phoenix Suns have 58 wins. Okay. The Phoenix Suns are 58-14. And people
shout out to Money Williams, by the way. But anyway, go ahead.
People are asking the question of why Devin Booker is not in the MVP conversation. I want to get your reaction first, and then I'm going to tell you my side of things on how I feel about people's reaction about Devin Booker being in the MVP conversation.
I think we know Devin Booker is a superstar. I'm under the assumption that everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm under the assumption that everybody understands that Devin Booker is probably the catalyst outside. Well, I don't know, man. It's still CP3 hurts Devin Booker. Okay. And let me explain, because when you get into a most valuable player conversation about the Phoenix Suns, none of that was happening before Chris Paul became a part of that team. That's why it's difficult to just say Devin Booker is an MVP when Devin Booker was on this team and they wasn't really going anywhere. All right. That's number one. This ain't no shade to Devin Booker. We know who Devin Booker is as a basketball player.
Right.
When you start getting into the MVP conversation, and like you and I have talked about, like I've watched you talk about on NBA Today and SportsCenter and First Take and all of that. How much of the burden do you bear for your team to not only get wins, but to be in games? And when I think about the Phoenix Suns, bro, CP3 comes to my mind first. And I think that's what's hurting Devin Booker. When I think about the Phoenix Suns as well, I think about how well coached they are. None of this is his fault, by the way. He's hooping. But when I think about Monty on that sideline, we all talking about the Phoenix Suns can win a championship if CP3 comes back.
Come on.
If they had Jokic or if they had Giannis or if they had Embiid, we might not be saying if somebody comes along. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about currently constructed.
Keep going. I'm listening. Right?
So my thing is, when it comes to Devin Booker in the MVP conversation, it's just too many things you got to get through. on his own team before you start talking about him macro as far as being in the MVP conversation with everybody else. The points will stack up. The critical moments will stack up. The shooting ability, the playmaking ability, the footwork, the modeling the game after Kobe, all of that stuff will show up. It's just he's not the only guy you think of when you talk about his team.
The last word that just came out of your mouth was team. The yep. Phoenix Suns has the best team in basketball.
Yep.
The best team. We have to remember, Devin Booker was out a lot this season. And they we were talking games. About Chris Paul being yep. in the MVP conversation.
Yep.
Remember,
yep.
I was saying,
I remember. Hey,
Dad, why are we moving the goalposts when, or why are we not keeping the same energy we had for Steve Nash? Same position, same organization, better results.
Better results.
Why are we not keeping that? Here's why. I'm going to take you back to a game that they played a few nights ago against the Chicago Bulls, right?
Yep.
Okay. They beat them 129-102 without CP3. Devin Booker respectfully had 28 points. That's one player in double figure. Cam Payne had 15 points.
Yep.
That's two players in double figures. DeAndre Ayton had 20 and 12, okay? That's three players in double figures. Mikal Bridges had 11 points. That's four players in double figures. Torrey Craig had 14 points. That's five players in double figures. JaVale McGee had 12 and 7 off the bench. That's six players in double figures. Landry Shamet had 14 points. That's seven players in double figures. And Aaron Holiday was a point away from being in double figures. He had nine. So when I look at this, they're getting it done collectively.
Collectively, yeah.
That's why if you go and look at my post on what I said they have the culture and they play agenda-free basketball.
Absolutely.
What people don't realize when I say agenda-free basketball, that means that everything that you have in your mind about trying to accomplish individually, you're not doing that. You're playing you're losing yourself in the team.
And it better, if you win a big award, it better fit into the construct of how we doing things.
The only big award you better win is the finals MVP after yep. they finish winning the championship. So here's the thing. Ask the Phoenix Suns, would they trade in individual awards for that ultimate team award?
100%.
I keep telling people, see, people always want to worry about whether who's going to make the all-star team and all this. See, let me tell you something. Champions are forever remembered. All-stars are not.
Yep.
If I go back right now and ask you, hey, Swag,
dude, I don't even know all the all-stars that played in this year game.
My point exactly, yep. bro. And yep. that's the point. It's a bigger picture, okay? It's better things. So when I see this, it's like it's almost to the point when I said, if I'm the coach of a high school team, middle school, grade school, AAU, and I want to teach my guys how to play great team basketball on both ends of the floor.
Phoenix Suns basketball.
Run me that film on the Phoenix Suns.
No doubt. No doubt. And I'm to your point, all of that that you just said is the reason why Devin Booker ain't in the MVP conversation.
And you know what? Shout out to D-Book. Let me give him his flowers for not bouncing and bailing, for sticking through the rough times, and for sacrificing to know that what he's trying to accomplish is bigger than himself.
Bigger than himself, yep.
Shout out to him. He's not the one complaining. Coach Monty not the one complaining. CP3 not complaining. Nobody from the organization of the Phoenix Suns are talking about a damn MVP. They're talking about how to go get that trophy.
How to go get the trophy.
They was up 2-0 last year in the finals. That's what they care about.
And that's all that's left in CP3 career. And this team is why we talking about this team is to get Chris Paul a championship.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We know the relationship between him and Monty. We know that Devin Booker going to be the most important factor probably in that down the line in the finals when you need a bucket. But this is about a championship, not only for the Phoenix Suns, but CP3, because they care about their guys. Now, I remember them walking off the court last year after the finals and Monty Williams talking to CP3. I remember Devin Booker and the look that he had in his eyes about coming back this season. And DeAndre Ayton, even though going through a contract dispute, is still out there balling and giving this team exactly what they need on the front court. Hey, dog, I'm with you. That's why Book ain't in the MVP, because to your point, it's team goals, bro.
Thank you. And you know what, Swaggoo? The way you preaching right now, I don't know. I know we both been busy, but we're going to find time to drop two a week, because these playoffs are about to be the most exciting playoffs. It's to the point where we're going to have to. I think we dropped the ball during the NFL season playoff. Yeah. We're not going to do that in basketball.
I got the portable mic. We can do it anyway. We can do it
straight up. Because look, let me make this point. Right now, LeBron James is at the point where he has to go out there and do his individual accolades.
100%.
Because he knows this team that he has is not winning the championship. So why not try to go for the scoring title? Why not go pass up Karl Malone? Yep. Why not go do all the things I need to do to stack up individually, because I know I can't win the championship? Okay, I'm done. Let's move on.
Okay.
NCAA tournament is two things I want to talk about real quick. We get the hell up out of here.
Keep that same image.
Yeah, because it's that part of time. First of all, we're going to give credit to Coach Holloway down there at St. Peter's. And boy, he talking this shit.
We ain't worried about it. I got kids from New Jersey and New York. We ain't worried about it. We ain't scared of nobody.
Hey, for two Southern boys to give the East Coast credit, you know they got to be doing something.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, I love when Shaheen was on that interview and he said, you think I'm worried about it? You think my guys worried about how big they are after they beat Kentucky? You think my guys worried about? No, they not. See, Perk, this is the beauty of March Madness, bro. This is why it's my favorite thing outside of the NBA playoffs to watch. Because what people don't know about basketball, it's matchups.
Yes.
Matchups, man. Yes.
It's matchup.
And when you get to this tournament, you talk about Mark Few and Gonzaga. You talk about St. Pete's. We saw Loyola Chicago a couple of years ago. We've seen George Mason in the past. We've seen all of these quote unquote lower tier schools when Steph was at Davidson and they was busting people ahead, people trying to figure out what the hell going on, how this happening. The bottom line is this, bro. Basketball is matchups. And when you find one or two in a game, it can win you the game.
And guess what? You are preaching. It's not about just matchups on the court. It's matchups between coaches. Yeah, St. Peter's. See how much that booster club over there go gather together to pay that man. Uh-huh. Coach Holloway.
Let me get this off my chest before we get to Juwan. Hey, you remember how everybody had all that energy towards Penny when they wasn't doing well in Memphis and he ended up in the tournament? Now, I know they lost. And they lost a game that they battled in to the team that people project going to win the championship. But ultimately, basketball, this two things we always heard, Perk, you know, from our coaches on the side.
Hey, when you start to get that little smirk, I know it's something. You know,
basketball is a game of runs. This was my coach, Coach Hawkins. Hey, fellas, basketball, a game of runs. I know we might be down 12, which we very rarely were, Perk, but don't worry about it. We'll eat this lead up and take a lead. And the second part is when you find the matchup, exploit them.
Mm.
But that used to be Swaggoo. That used to be that.
That little mid-range. Yeah.
Let's go, man.
Hey, listen. Hey, Juwan Howard took so much heat for what he did, all right? Got suspended. Now I don't even want to dive into details because I get pissed off, because I know one thing for sure, two things for certain. Juwan Howard ain't just throwing no damn punch for no reason.
No.
Okay? Yeah, so it had to be something that was mumbled out of somebody's mouth or was said that was, you know.
Yeah.
Just flew under the radar and he looked like the bad guy. Okay, here's the thing. Let's talk about Juwan Howard right now.
Mm.
He's going with that Michigan program, Sweet 16. And I ain't talking about birthday cake and candles. Okay.
Everybody wrote him off.
Yeah, everybody wrote him off. They wanted to suspend the man for the seat. They wanted to fire.
Okay?
But look how you could turn those boos into cheers. Here's the thing. Let's talk about how he embraced that young brother
from Tennessee.
And it wasn't nothing fake about that. You know, that grandpa, those uncles, man, when they come and hug you, because first of all, grandpas, look, if you're from our culture, you don't really get hugs and grandpas from hugs.
Very rare.
You get a dab or you get a slap across the head. I see your big head, little boy. Oh, hey, big head. Hey, but listen, here's the thing, though. Let's give him his flower swag, dude.
I need a head. Bro, when I saw Juwan do that, because I know him, I understand where that come from. See, here's the thing people don't realize, man. And look, you know, obviously we don't want you throwing no haymaker and hitting nobody. All right. Ain't nobody condoning that. But to your point, like something happened to send Juwan to that edge. And people forget, bro, Juwan Howard was one of the best NBA players in the game in his career. He was considered one of the top guys in the league. Every player that plays against the University of Michigan, if they care about basketball, they know who Juwan Howard is.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to embrace a kid on another team that they just beat, because remember, he was a part of the Fab Five that lost the game in the championship and was a team that was supposed to win a championship and never got it accomplished. He know what that hurt feel like. He understand what that moment meant for that young man. And he embraced him because it was natural. It was as natural as him throwing that damn haymaker. All right. So the other side of Juwan Howard, the most important side, the side that I've seen more than anything, and I think even in that haymaker that he threw, I saw one of his players very close to that coach, and I thought it was a protection mode. But I don't want to speculate, but that's what I took away from it. Still not condoning it. He knew he was wrong for doing it, but I see that I think he was trying to protect one of his players. Anyway, he in the Sweet 16. He got players from other teams looking for an embrace from Juwan Howard, the head coach of Michigan. Perk, you know what that's going to do for recruiting at the University of Michigan?
The team that he beat, I believe it was Tennessee.
They were ranked ahead of him.
The kid didn't go to Rick Barnes for the hug.
He went to Juwan. All right.
Hey, I'm going to say this because I know this is one of our short episodes because I feel like we go double back in a few because I'm going to tell you this. It's the playoffs before the playoffs, and that's called the play-in. You know what I mean? And we're going to have to dive into that.
Let's bring two to them. We're going to figure out cousins and kin folks when we bring two to y'all in 1 week. And we're going to get it popping.
I want to say this before I let you go. I don't want to let you go.
That's what the old folks say. Before I let you go, child.
Look. Here's the thing. Be careful. And I'm not picking Michigan. But I'm just telling the world. Be careful.
Where you at?
If Michigan wins it all. I'm just telling you, because situations that happen like what happened with Juwan Howard, it can either go right or left. And right now, it seems like it's going all the way right.
It can galvanize you.
Exactly. It can galvanize you. So look, you know how we end. Hey, brother, I love you. And like
love
the old folks say, to go travel. I know you about to go, you know, do your thing and bring that to the practice.
Yeah. You about to too, huh?
Yeah, I am too.
Hey, you got practice?
Hey, but listen, like my grandma said, Hey, call me and let me know you made it okay.
Yeah, I will do. I will do. I love you, bro. I love you, man. Hey, cousins and kid folks, it's been another one. This is episode 20. We just wanted to get a little basketball off our chest. Y'all heard my little big bro Perk preaching the gospel on these international players. We talked about Devin Booker and why he is not in the MVP conversation because it's a team thing. And Juwan Howard embrace. I'm going to need y'all to loop that as much as y'all loop that punch. This has been Swag Going Perk episode 20. Peace out.